You're listening to Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, here with beautiful swimmers just finishing
We're
up.
Back.
Just joking around.
So you ended it there with you brought in some Future Times. Is that the Slava one? Is that the latest Future
Slava
Times?
Slava is the
That's the last the one seventh. That technically has come out.
Yeah, okay. That's out right now. The Protect You is about to come out like next week, but that's the one that's out right now, Slava.
Wait, Protect You one, did you play?
We played Protect You, but that was a remix that's not on Future Times.
Okay,
but
right.
Protect You World Music is the 12-inch that's coming out 15th on
the white
Future
label
Times.
That you just
I just went
me.
Off to. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Made sure to write the song title.
Yes.
Okay,
so that's the next, Protect You is the next thing.
Yeah.
Totally.
And then after that?
After that is one of my 12-inches, a Maximilian Dunbar 12-inch. It's sort of more of the... It's definitely on the faster, I guess, would be the only... It's like...
You I mean do, faster than the other Max? Right?
I do sort of like, yeah, you know, it's like hip-hop tempo a lot of times.
Yeah.
But like on the album, I went a little housey, and then this is definitely some three tracks more on the sort of house tempo or like... It's not house. You know, it's like my shit, but my stuff. But a little fast, yeah. Did I just drop the bomb on there?
It's okay. I'm
just
gonna,
go out on night.
I'll fix that. I'll fix that.
That's
so,
my bad.
So the next beautiful swimmers release again is what?
We don't know yet.
You don't
We're
know
trying
yet.
To. We did.
But you played that. What you played tonight?
Yeah. We played the song called "Excited Track." That we're trying to figure out the label situation.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm not. I mean, I guess it could theoretically come out on Future Times.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just seeing what's going on. It's basically freshly new from. Yeah, we've just been bringing it around on CD because
right.
It's brand new for us.
Okay. Okay. And then And then you had the two remixes that you had mentioned before.
Totally.
The Teen Girl Fantasy remix.
And we did...
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
Did we?
I thought we mentioned one other one, but...
I'm pretty sure...
It's at the start. If it, we mentioned it at the start of the other show, so it's okay. So have you guys worked with this other guy
oh,
here?
We know
Mr. Morelli.
We know Ron. We know Mr. Morelli.
Okay.
Definitely gone back for a good amount of years with Ron at this point.
You do?
Yeah, like what?
I met Ron through mutual friends when he briefly moved to Philadelphia, and I would go up and play his party. It's probably 6 years ago now.
What was that party
five
called?
Years ago. Ron, what was your party called?
I remember that, though. I remember you did have a party in
Key West
yeah,
was
yeah,
one
yeah.
of the...
Paradise.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've DJed with Ron a good amount since he moved back here.
Had him down to D.C.
Sure, I went on tour.
For only the most dirtbag, delightful dirtbag events in lowly lit rooms with a chance of skipping and like some, you know, there's a strict vibe. The Ethiopian restaurant back rooms.
Yeah.
Ron and I even went on tour together with the lovely Nova Men from The Hague.
Oh, yeah?
I guess.
What, in Europe or where?
No, we did a U.S. tour in 06, fall of 06.
Okay.
With my group Manhunter also.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
A lot of fun.
Well, Ron, get on the mic here for a second. Ron Morelli, who's up next here.
Hello.
Ron, so you're running this new record. How many releases do you have on your label now?
I mean, we're dealing with some problems here right now. Technically, there are three. The third one is like super delayed because of problems at the pressing plant. So apologies for that one to Steve Moore. But
is that what is the Steve Moore one? Did I play that one on the show
a while back?
Yeah,
I gave
that
like
one's really nice.
Months ago, like
yeah.
around Halloween when
yeah.
it was supposed to come out. But so I'm waiting on that. Hopefully this week or next week it'll be out and available. Well, you know, physically.
That's number four or number three?
That's three. Four is by this autistic savant house producer from Louisiana who goes by the name of Willie Burns. The guy's like lives in his parents' basement and doesn't really leave there much. And I came across these tracks somehow or the other. So that's happening.
Yeah, like, how do you do that? How do you come across those tracks?
Things just kind of come to you. You don't go looking for them, man. It just kind of happened that way. And then, I mean, I'm backed up. I have like a pretty good release schedule, and this technical problem with the other record is holding things back. But there'll be a Lego Welt record soon, and then a Steve Summers record, which is totally killer.
Yeah.
After that, and then after that, maybe one of my solo productions, maybe not. And then who knows? I don't know.
But what's your solo production?
I'd like to know too. I don't really know.
You don't have a name for it yet.
It's just in the works.
Okay.
It'd probably be under the name Lies, actually, again, just because why not? You know.
Okay.
It's just which like is, a good which umbrella.
We should mention is the record label
it is,
name.
Yeah. Exactly.
Long Island Electrical Systems, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
It is.
And you're also doing the other project. Two dogs in a house.
Yeah, that's,
right.
That's me and Jason, who's has about 10 aliases. Steve Summers, Malvo. He plays in the band Inner Gaze. Sensual Beings, Rhythm-Based Lovers. He does some other stuff. I don't know, man. He's good.
Yeah,
he's proficient, man. The kid's good.
So what's happening next with Two Dogs in a House?
We're doing a bunch of stuff. We wrote a bunch of songs or whatever they are. I brought some of them. If I'll play them, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe not. But yeah, we're trying to just do something. Yeah, another record. Jason said he might resurrect his label. That remains to be seen. If not, who knows? Yeah, he should. But you know, get on it, Jason. Come on, man. You're lazy. So,
Jason, come on.
Come on, man. I'm calling you out on the radio.
That's right, son.
So that's it. Yeah.
Okay, Ron Morelli, thank you. It's good to have you down here,
hey,
man.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to be here on Beats in Space and at NYU College. But All right.
Let's get back to.
Okay. I guess we're gonna play some music.
Yeah, play some music.
All right. Yeah.
Ron Morelli here from Lies, okay. Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York, going till 1 a.m.
All right.
Oh, and don't forget, Beats in Space hotline. People need to call that 646.
I called it.
Yeah, he called it. You know, we started off a show with him.
It takes literally 9 seconds. Literally 9-10 seconds.
646-481-8189. Call up the hotline, leave us a message, because I don't know, I need more messages there.
you got to take no more. Take no
Got the drive your body crazy. I wanna make you scream like a lady. Even though we can't have babies, we can still have fun.
Graduated from University of Illinois with a degree, highest honors, and they sent me off to Europe. I went to 5 universities in this country, searching. And
Been listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Here with Ron Morelli finishing us off for tonight. What is this one, Ron?
This is Lies number 3.
The one that's having the problems getting pressed.
Yep. this one is called 0 Point Field. I believe that's the name of the song. And yeah.
By
Steve Moore.
Steve Moore.
He's also in the group Zombie. Plays in a psych band called Titan. He makes music under the name Johnny Rossi. He's got a whole bunch of other aliases and projects that he embarks upon.
Ron, you went hard tonight, man. You were like, you know, I mean, I felt like I was deep, dark in a club.
That's cool. I mean, I like that stuff, man.
when are you playing next? Do you have something booked?
Nothing anytime soon. Like these dudes said, we did the party last night together, and I just went to Detroit last week and played with Scott Zacharias and Mike Trombley at their March Show City party, which was like super killer. And thanks to them, because that party was like really, really killer.
Well, we should mention Beautiful Swimmers are playing next Saturday, right? Where are you playing?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Let's Play House.
Right, right.
At where? The Ace Hotel? Or?
Actually, no.
I don't know explicitly where
the
location is.
They didn't release it.
I guess it's...
But with Hooney.
It's with Hooney and with Jacques. And
with
it's
Jacques
the
Renaud.
Let's Play House party next Saturday night.
Next Saturday night.
Totally.
Okay.
It's
going
to be awesome.
What?
New York's not far from Philly. On December 18th, we're playing with Hooney again at Delta Phi Disco in Philly, which should also be awesome.
Okay. Well, that's it for tonight.
I will not be playing any of these. Just so all of you know.
Ron won't be. But, okay. Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, beautiful swimmers.
Thank you.
That's it for tonight. Have a good week. See you next Tuesday.
Later.